broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
The question we need to ask ourselves is, why does the President of the United States...
We don't accept the status quo.
The real risks are one major deformity.
I have to tell you that I live paycheck to paycheck. Like, the Constitution doesn't have a preamble.
Jing chong ling wong ting tong.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Where truth is our bitch and where we go. Places other talk shows cannot possibly go. That's right, on this show... On this show, we continue to press forward, looking for that truth, and there are a great many in this world of ours. But together, fighting against the trend to roll back so much of what is good about this country, fighting against the trend to internationalize the country, fighting against the trend to turn our country into a Disneyland, into a massive garbage dump for the world. It's like the world's Central Park. It's not a country, it's a park. No. Ain't gonna happen. Not on our watch. 877-876-PHIL. And we are going to bring back Chris Norton for another hour, and we do that because we've obviously got people who want to speak with him and people who want to weigh in on this issue. The issue is the possible shutting down of the government on Friday. And if the government is shut down, that means that federal workers are not paid. The House Republicans have cobbled together a bill that basically states, if the government is shut down, at least the United States military, our military people, will be paid, if nothing else. If possible, they'd like to extend the government's operation through 1 week. President Obama has said he will veto that bill. And with us is Chris Norton, and you have been unabashed, sir, in basically saying you approve of the president's stand there. And I have, and for the past hour, we've been asking you, how can you possibly want to punish military people? I can understand, you know, politicians not getting paid.
Well, I can punish it, Phil.
No, hold on. I can understand politicians not getting paid. In fact, many of us would celebrate that. Maybe some of the politicians themselves would. I can understand where you have to cut back on the number of gardeners they have at the Department of Commerce. Cut back on the number of people they've got taking tickets at the Smithsonian. I don't know. But people that are fighting and dying for the country, and then to say in the cavalier manner that you did, the families don't deserve it because they're not the ones that are fighting, is beyond anything that I've even heard President Obama say.
Well, you know, Mr. Henry, you have a great way of making these things sound really dramatic, but, keep in mind, please, that I was in the adult film business for, 4 years, so I know a little bit about acting, and you can act like you are really shocked and outraged.
I'm not acting, sir. I'm very shocked and outraged. I'm worried for these families. I worry for them.
Well, are you worried about the number of poor people that are living in poverty and have lived in poverty? You know, you were on your program yesterday talking about John Edwards and how John Edwards, you thought John Edwards had no reason to be president of the United States. Well, John Edwards was the only presidential candidate that recognizes that poor people were taking it in the shorts.
And poor people were taking it in the shorts. What do you mean? The John Edwards campaign?
Yeah, John Edwards was speaking up for them. We have a lot of people we have to speak up for, Ms. Mary. We have a lot of people. And I think it's really, I can't believe that you're going after me. The Republicans are the ones who want to cut the budget back. The Republicans are the ones who want to stop spending. The Republicans are the ones who don't want to have a continuation of the same spendthrift ways. So when President Obama says, well, you better have a budget on Friday, and if you don't, I'm shutting this mother down, and that means troops too,
And that means the troops too, and that means, and when I said the families that depend on that pay, because the troops themselves, you say the troops are probably going to look forward to that, which means they don't have to fight. Are you honestly believing, and are you trying to sell to my audience the fact that if the troops don't get a paycheck, they're going to not get out of the bunk in the morning, they're going to lay their weapons down?
I think that is our experience with labor in this country, and I don't blame them for that. I want to be very clear on that. If I'm a troop, or a soldier, or however you want to say. And, you know, and
by the way, that Marine that called last hour was so put out with you, he didn't want to hear that word from you.
Well, you know what? He is entitled to his opinion, but I'm an American citizen, and I'm going to say the things I think need to be said. Or, I mean, things I think need to be said. But I believe when the day, you know, when, at the end of the day, the families, I mean, we have a tradition in this country, Mr. Henry. We do have a lot of, and I'm not saying the families necessarily are freeloaders, but I mean, we've got troops over there trying to, you know, fight for the country. And you got some freeloader, I'm not saying a family, but like, what, you got a freeloader brother-in-law, or you got, you know, your brother-in-law and his wife, and they've moved into the garage or whatever. I mean, this is probably going to help a lot of these military men at the end of the day, because they won't have no freeloader living in the garage.
You have no idea what these people are having to put up with. What is it with you all of a sudden coming up with goofy information about how the troops have got a freeloader brother-in-law and his wife living in the garage? I mean, how do you know I don't have one?
Well, I mean, are you in the middle? I don't, you know, I'm looking, you know, I'm looking at your video cast right now, Mr. General. You don't look much like you're in Afghanistan.
Yeah. It's called Afghanistan, and no, I'm not in Afghanistan. I'm at the Pacific Ocean here. I'm in Ventura County at the Ventura, L.A. County line. I'm about as far away from the hell of combat as a man can get.
Well, then why do you sound like you're ready to drop a... God. You sound like you're going to have a cow, because... I'm saying,
and by the way, you're very adult with a lot of your references.
Sir, I am saying that the government needs, and President Obama is going to hold a Congress of the United States to a shutdown. It's going to be a major cool out, and I think that's what the president's saying, cool it out. And if this was Pulp Fiction, it might be a line like, tell those N-words to chill out, I'm sending the wolf. You know, Mr. Henry?
I don't like the way you put things. I think you have a very insulting manner. Tell those N-words to chill out. I'm sending the wolf. So now what you're doing is you're quoting Pulp Fiction. I think that your credibility as a candidate for office in the state of California is seriously compromised by your visit on this show here this evening. Here is August in New York. You're on the Phil Henry Show. August, go ahead, sir.
Listen, I'm listening to this conversation. You know, you call yourself running for public office. You sound like an idiot. You know, I wouldn't vote for you if you ran for dog catcher.
Well, that's pretty, you're probably a Republican, you know.
Well, no, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm an independent. I think you're a perfect idiot. I think you're a jerk.
People say they're independent. That means they're Republican.
No, it doesn't. There's a difference between a Republican or an independent. An independent votes which either way he wants.
Okay.
Republican votes for the party.
You don't like Obama, do you? No, you don't.
No, I'm pro-Obama, but I'm anti-you.
What? Wait a second. Obama's the one that wants to shut the government down and not pay no troops.
No, Obama does not want to shut the government down and not pay any troops. That's not so. I mean, I can't believe that you want to deny these people.
Hold it.
I can't believe you want to deny these people pay, and these people putting their lives on the line day in and day out to protect us. You got to be kidding. I mean, I don't believe it.
Well, I mean, if you're saying we got to cut back on the waste and trim the fat on the budget and everything like this,
why do you got to pick on the military people? These people are catching enough hell as is. They're getting shot at, they're getting bombed, and then when they come to the United States, come back home, they can't get help. And then you want to make matters worse? What, are you crazy?
I'm not trying to make matters worse. What we're trying to say is if you want to have a government shutdown and get serious about trimming the fat and making, you know, everything like this, then
don't do it on the backs of people who protected the country. Don't do it on the backs of the military.
Well, first of all, and I don't know whether I should say, are you Italian? Because...
No, I'm not Italian.
You that.
I'm not Italian. I'm African-American. Why? You got something against African-Americans or Italian?
No, I don't. No, but I thought maybe you were, you know, mobbed up. And
what do you mean mobbed up? What is that supposed to mean?
Well, I wonder if the guy, you know, if he can't be talking to me if he's mobbed up.
Why? Because he sounded like an Italian? You know, you're going to have to back way off of some of these areas that you're venturing into here, Chris, because you're now leaving the area of discussion, and you're going into some weird-ass areas.
I apologize.
Now, I want to make a point here to both you guys, or to either one can respond. But I agree with August, because if the troops are over there and they are in harm's way, and these men and these women, at least they have a paycheck going to their family. At least they know their family's being taken care of. At least they know if I die or I get injured or something happens to me, my people at home are being taken care of by way of my pay. Now you don't even want to let them have that. Now you say that the families are freeloaders.
No, no, I did not say that, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, you did.
I said if they got a brother-in-law back there. Or some, you know. I'm sure this gentleman would understand that. Don't you, sir? About a brother-in-law and his
but let me say this. How do you bring the brother? Brother-in-law has nothing to do with this. Brother-in-law has nothing to do with this man or woman is overseas getting shot at, getting bombed.
Right.
And you're going to deny them, deny the family benefits and pay?
The brother-in-law,
leave the brother-in-law out of it. Leave the brother-in-law out of it. He has nothing to do with it.
I'd love to, but if he's living in the garage, you know, how do I figure that out?
What the hell are you talking about? You know, you're coming up with all kinds of reasons. You know, I'm telling you, it sounds to me like you're making a case for this shutdown, because if they do cut the pay of the military, you guys have got a million different goofy things you want to say.
It's not goofy, Mr. Henry. I don't mind giving money to the family, but if they got a... Okay, you don't want me to say it, but who's living? How many people have gotten there anyway?
You know something? Could I say something? You know, with people like you running for public office, I said to myself, that's why this country is in the position it's in now. Years ago, we had people of different caliber running for public office. I don't know what crop of people they got running for office now.
Well, I mean, you
know what you are? You are the last scraping at the bottom of the barrel as far as political candidates are concerned.
Well, I worked in the adult film business. Now, that's not the best, but at least I was a businessman. And I understand, you know, about...
Yeah, you understand about adult films. What's that got to do with this?
Because I had to make a budget. Well, I was only paying myself. But I hope that the business will get bigger.
All right. Anyway, August, thanks so much for your call. I appreciate it very much. Gentleman from New York, thank you. He was very polite, and I think he probably...
I'm not sure that guy was, you know, like John Gotti or some kind of a dude.
877-876-PHIL is the number as we talk here with Chris Norton about the budget crisis that has affected the United States. On Friday, the government could be shut down, which means no pay for federal workers. And Mr. Norton is here as a Democrat, and speaking on behalf, he says, of President Obama, although he can't, he thinks that any pay, including the pay of the military, should be suspended as well. This sounds to me almost as goofy as when they wanted to stop unemployment payments, if you remember that. 877-876-PHIL is the number here. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Next hour, we have our news and commentary hour with Bud and Robert. On the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Don't forget about our website.
Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. With me is Chris Norton as we talk about the United States military. We have, if you're looking at our video feed, we have on our camera behind me, on our split screen, we have the president was giving some remarks. We had some shots of our troops in Afghanistan. And there they were, Mr. Norton. I mean, they're geared up, as they like to say, and they have their weapons slung, and they're moving into the desert. And you're saying let's cut their pay off?
Well, I don't think for those soldiers having their pay cut off is going to be that big a deal. I mean, we have the greatest soldiers in the world, and we got the most, you know, hardcore. I mean, I'm not, you know, a soldier, but I feel like I can communicate with the military. I feel like, you know, they understand me. And I understand them, more importantly. That's the most important thing. Not that they understand me, but I understand them. And I think I do. And when you look at the military, if we have the greatest one that there's ever, you know, we have the best military there is, I think those guys, they go into battle, and I think if you said to them, oh, you know, here's your paycheck, I think they'd laugh in your face. You know,
What does that mean, they'd laugh in your face?
Well, can you imagine a guy that's going into battle and, you know, he's geared up and he's on a take on Al-Qaeda, and you say, oh, I got your paycheck. They would laugh. They would laugh. They'd probably eat it. You know,
I got your paycheck. I don't think any of them have ever heard those words as they're on their way into battle, as you say, oh, excuse me, here's your paycheck.
What is so funny about that, Mr. Henry?
They're not going to pay them that way. The money goes to their families at home, and you don't want that money going to those families because you called them deadbeats.
I believe that there is a significant number of deadbeats in a military family. Yes, sir.
Boy, is that an insult, man. You have no idea. You know,
I've said I feel I can communicate with him.
Well, yeah, you may feel that, but for you to say that about a man who's fighting for his country and to say, oh, and here's a really good excuse on what to use in case we don't want to pay these people, let's just call them deadbeats. Here is Henrietta in Yakima, Washington. Henrietta, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Chris Norton.
I didn't say call
Mr. Norton, why don't we send you to Africa? Why don't we send you to Afghanistan and fight for our soldiers, since they are a volunteer service and they are fighting for us? My son is over there, and he helps me with money. And they should not have to fight if they don't get paid. And like I said, they help their families, they serve their nation, and you being a porno pimp, we should send you over there to do the work, since you don't want to pay our brave men and women in the services.
Well, ma'am, I can assure you the work that I did in adult film industry, great.
Oh, yeah, that's very patriotic for our nation, downgrading women.
Are you denying that, you know, that they get a kick out of some of the product that I produce?
Well, we don't know whether they're watching the product you produce. And the,
yeah,
you know,
that's true.
It could very well be that the adult film business serves some sort of purpose in our military, the same way that cigarette companies do. You know, we don't want young people smoking, but what the hell? If anybody's entitled to a cigarette, and even an adult film, I guess it's a soldier. But the point that you made here about families is what I want to get back to. Henrietta just said that her son sends her money.
Yeah, and here she is, all, you know, comfy. You're comfy up there, and you live in a. Where is Yakima, Washington? My understanding, Yakima, Washington, is very beautiful, has great many trees and everything. Do you live in the trees?
We got some trees. We live in the desert, but it's not all comfy.
Desert in Washington?
Yeah, there's a big desert.
I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, we want to.
I can tell you.
California wants to elect somebody. They're really knowledgeable of everywhere and stuff like that. Glad you ain't running over here. You wouldn't get my vote.
I'm running in California, so I don't really need to know about the Washington deserts.
Huh? Well, you don't seem like you know much about California or the troops and their families.
Well, I do know a lot about troops. I appreciate what the troops do.
Oh, yeah, they just sit around. All they do is sit and watch pornos and have deadbeat families at home who are collecting all their money. That's how you think of the troops.
That's exactly right. Henrietta put it right there in a nutshell. That's what you've been saying.
Mr. Henry, I don't recall.
No, that's exactly. You've been talking about deadbeat families. They watch porn, and they're sitting there when the guy says, here's your paycheck, and they laugh, and they just as soon eat it. You have some idea that the military, they're like a cross between superheroes and mentally guys that are insane or something, you know, psychotic.
I think a lot of those troops, and I think Henrietta would attest to this, as much as she's not been, I don't think, honest. And
don't comment on the honesty of other people. You be honest.
All right, I think this lady would say.
Yeah, you're
honest.
So honest.
Son,
you're such a, like
you
I said, you being a Mr. Porno Pimp, you're so honest. Like I said, I wouldn't. I'm glad you're not
you know,
running
ma'am,
in this area. You would not get.
You're a little too familiar with that word pimp. You're a little too familiar with the word pimp. Okay,
yeah.
You want to talk to me about that?
Yeah, you sound like a pimp.
Yeah. Well, that's the 15th.
You're pimping on soldiers. You don't want them to be paid. You're pimping our soldiers. They're in death's way. You're pimping our soldiers. You want to send them...
Phil Hendry.
Is your name Sally Landon? I think you had a house in Sun.
Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here, 877-876-PHIL, as we continue talking here with Chris Norton. And Chris is with the, he's actually with himself, as he's running it for public office in the state of California. He's also with California Pharmaceutical. He's a telemarketer. I want to just take this opportunity to remind you to visit our website, philhendryshow.com, which is where we have a live streaming video in HD of our show right now. And so we are very excited about Phil TV in HD because we have the clearest, most beautiful picture of any radio show that is currently streaming to the web, I guarantee you, anywhere. Plus, we have a multitude of special effects. We can take our camera and... feature our Hendry Emotionally Fragile videos, and we did last week, we did one called Charlie Sheen, Where To Now, where I just sit down and do these sort of off-air rants for our Backstage Pass members. And we're also adding in brand new downloads from our archives, audio downloads, going back many, many years, and putting in thousands of hours of shows that we did over the years. So visit philhendryshow.com, get a Backstage Pass, and visit our merchandise shop. We have the T-shirt that's going in this weekend, and I just showed it during our news hour. I'll show it to you again. Chris Norton joining us, and we are discussing, Chris, and you have made some extremely controversial statements about the deadbeat families, and I find it difficult to believe that you are not hearing me here.
What am I not hearing, Mr. Henry? I'm hearing...
But you're not hearing me say... What? Where do you get off calling the families deadbeat? If a soldier wants to send his pay home to his family, he should be able to do that.
I don't have any doubts about that, sir. What I'm saying is the last people who should have some say in whether or not there's going to be a paycheck is a family because of the deadbeat. You know, it's just, you have to be aware that DBF is something that we've looked at as government.
What is DBF?
That is the deadbeat factor.
The deadbeat factor, and that means what?
That means what? What do you think I've been talking about?
I don't know what you've been talking about. I've been hearing you talking about military like you respect them in one breath, and the next breath you say, well, tough luck. They ain't getting paid.
That's right. They're not going to get paid because we have to get our budget into, and President Obama said he's going to veto it. I'm a Democrat. I want to be a Democrat, and I won't be elected. How am I supposed to be elected as a Democrat in the state of California if I'm telling President Obama to go pound it? See what I'm saying?
What do you mean, go pound it? What does that mean?
I don't support him.
All right, well, do you believe in the standard, don't you?
Yes, it so happens, yes, I do. But if I didn't, I'd still have to support him. I want to be a Democrat in the state of California.
I don't know what you mean by paddle it. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Let's talk to, I believe this is Angela in West Covina, California. Go ahead, yes. Angela, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
This man needs to be stopped. I am a wife of a man in Afghanistan, and I have three little babies, and I'm at home with my babies. And this man wants to take money out of my pocket to feed my babies? Are you crazy? You don't know what you're talking about.
No. First of all, let me ask something. You're not Octomom, are you? I had to ask you that.
You know what? Your stupid jokes are not going to work with me.
No,
okay?
It's not a joke. It's not a joke.
Three is not Octo.
What do you mean, Octomom?
You're not even that smart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, eight is Octomom. This lady just got done telling you that she has three kids, okay? She has three, not eight.
But, okay, that's all right. I don't know. Maybe somebody took them or she... got rid of them, I don't know.
Nobody took my baby.
What I'm asking you, ma'am, is why would you have three kids where you have a husband who's over there getting trying to root out Al Qaeda, and don't you feel a little greedy taking all that money from your husband?
Are you crazy? Money from
what are you talking
this
about?
This is his family. This is his family.
Well, I know it's his family. Are you spending the money on purses? Are you spending it on? Are you buying?
Are you insane? I have three little babies. There's no luxury spending. You know, you couldn't make it as a telemarketer, and you couldn't make it in the porn business, and you're bringing your demented, just ignorant thinking into politics. You will not be getting
Absolutely.
My vote, sir.
Very well said. Very well said.
Well, Angela, I'm sorry you feel that way. I'm running in a district that's in Redondo Beach. It's not West Covina, but I hope that in the future, if I do run for state senator from the from California, you would vote for me, and perhaps
you are not. No way. I will stay
up
night to put an end to your campaign.
If you want to feed your kids, assuming that you're not are you breastfeeding?
See, that's none of your business. That's none of your business.
Yes, thank you, Phil.
Well, I mean, so how are you feeding them then?
Stay, don't be a fool. Stay on point, okay? If you're going to run for office, you know, you got to be a little more savvier than this. Because you're not winning people over. You think you come on a good show like this and you think that you're winning people over. You're not. You're pushing people away because you're ignorant. You don't know what you're talking about. You want to blame your families.
Well, what I'm trying to do is, how can we keep the government functioning so that President Obama doesn't look like a douche? Well, I shouldn't say douchebag, but you know,
it's President Obama that wants to shut the government down. It's the Republicans that also want to shut the government down. They want to pass a law though that says that the troops get paid. You're against that. You claim the president's against that. How can you be against that? The reasons you've given: number one, the deadbeat families; number two, the troops would probably approve; number three, it's the right thing to do. It may be, but you know, the morality involved of making a family starve. Okay.
That's my whole point. This lady here, and she sounds like a nice lady, but she's got three kids, and I don't know. I mean, does that mean we're going to McDonald's? Probably. Does that mean McBurglar? You know, probably. So.
No, that doesn't mean probably anything.
Well, ma'am, do you take them over to, like, the McBurglar meal?
You know what? You don't make sense. My husband is fighting for your freedom. The freedom that gave you to work in the porn business, and you want to go and destroy that because he sends money home to his family to take care of his children? And then you got to go off on... Who cares what I feed my children? The fact is that I can feed my children because of the money my husband sends me, okay? You understand that?
But I mean... I don't know. Here's the thing I don't get. Why do they send the check to you when he's over there?
She's his wife.
My goodness, you don't know what you're talking about.
But her name isn't on the paycheck.
She deposits the check. It happens all the time in married couples all over the country.
All right.
Right,
then
that's
please
right.
Answer this. Okay, then what about this? If your husband is fine, what if instead of money, they did take porn? I mean, not if
what?
They took adult films.
Okay, you know something? You're sounding like a jackass.
I'm trying to come up with a way that we can pay them without doing money.
Oh, so let's send them porn.
That's why I don't want to send it to this lady. What am I going to do? I'm going to send a stack of discs to this lady, lesbian lingerie party. She would be offended.
Don't even go there.
Don't blame you. Well, I don't blame you. So I want to send that to the troops.
See,
what are they
going to
do with that, man?
You are. This is a scam for you. You're trying to get 15 minutes of fame to help your porn business, and you're using us as a little guinea pigs for your little charade.
No, ma'am.
That is not
fair. I'm getting out.
Families.
I'm getting out of the porn business. Thank God, I'm getting out. I'm getting out because I was used like an animal. I was used like a beast of burden. I didn't like it, but they used me a lot.
I don't want to hear your about your porn career. Thank you so much, and God bless you, Angela, and thanks to your husband for his service to our country.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. I was used like a beast of burden.
Well, I was. I mean, I'm sitting there, I'm just kicking, getting ready to watch, the boardwalk, the boardwalk show, and all of a sudden I get a call, hey, get on over here, Woodsman. And
all right. 877-876-PHIL, a Phil Henry show. We have Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard coming up in a few minutes in our news and information hour. Here is Sandy in San Antonio, Texas, with a daughter in Afghanistan. Sandy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
And my daughter is on her third deployment, and she's only 27 years old. She has a five-year-old son that she is supporting. What am I supposed to tell the mortgage company when the money's not there to make her house payment for her while she's gone?
You could lend her the money.
Sir, I'm on Social Security. I don't have that kind of money. I worked my whole life in factories and raised a family. I'm not a rich woman. I'm doing her a favor by taking care of her son for her while she's over there. And she doesn't need the stress of not knowing where the money's going to come from. Because every time I talk to her on the internet, she's stressed out because she works in a hospital and she sees all the soldiers getting killed and injured.
Oh,
and
God.
She doesn't need this on top of all of that.
Well, see, that was my whole point, though. If she had given her son to someone that, you know, had some money and maybe could help her out, but she...
You don't just
give
away children.
Yeah,
you don't give away your child. She puts her child with someone that she knows can trust. She knows she can trust and raise him properly.
But you don't really do her much good because you don't have any money. And
so what? This is the woman's mother.
Well, and then the other thing, of course, is she volunteered. See, that's the thing we have to always remember about our military. You know, we're cutting
your pay off. She volunteered to work for free? I got an idea. Why don't we not pay our politicians instead and pay the military? That's a good idea. I think that's a real good idea.
They're not going to be paying them. Well, it's already been thought of, and they won't be paid. Nobody who works for the federal government will be paid, and that includes the troops, and that includes, unfortunately, your daughter, who made the mistake of putting her son, and you don't have any money. Do you have anything liquid?
You know what, Chris? You're missing a point. What you're doing here is you're trying to get people used to the idea of some kind of a government that is so hardcore and so without any sympathy that they'll just come right on in, man, and take the money away, and you better get used to it.
I want to ask this lady a question. Can you bring that child to Afghanistan, or is there a responsible adult that could transport it?
To Afghanistan? No, you're not allowed to bring family members to Afghanistan, sir. Common sense would tell you that it's a war zone. Just like when she was in Iraq, she couldn't take her child to Iraq either.
Really? Huh.
You mean you haven't figured that one out? You're going to take children into a war zone?
Real intelligent man, isn't he? And he wants to run for office? No way.
We know
where your brains are. You've been using them for something else.
Ma'am, I am going to run for office trying to come up with solutions. If we're not
allowing family into these war zones, you can run all you want, but that don't mean they're going to elect you.
Well, why don't we start allowing limited numbers of family members into the war zones? Family members who may be...
She is in a war zone.
Dispensable.
What does that mean, dispensable?
Well... Maybe not let the kid go, but maybe this woman.
All right, we're going to take a break, and that was uncalled for. Thank you very much, Sandy, for your call. I appreciate it very much. 877-876-PHIL. How much time left? We got this guy?
Yeah, 10 minutes.
I think all of his ideas, if this guy even gets elected to the State House in California, the minute he opens his yap, they're going to be throwing him out the front door. The front door. So people saw him going in, and they'll see him sailing out the same way. 877-876-7445. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, back with our final segment here. Mr. Chris Norton, running for California State Assembly with ideas on how to cure this budget impasse in Washington. Don't pay the troops or their, quote, deadbeat families. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our final segment here with Chris Norton from Redondo Beach, California. Chris, you mentioned something, but you called this a activity tax?
Yes, sir. I'm glad you brought that up, Mr. Henry. Our troops are defending, or, you know, defending our country, and they're defending us and everything like this. And we do have a budget crisis. We don't know, among many things, when you send the pay home to a family, and you're a family member of a military troop, and you're out, for instance, and this can happen. We have a soldier in Afghanistan or Iraq fighting the enemy, and at home is a family member playing in, you know, probably getting in 18 holes, maybe even 36 holes, hitting buckets of balls, trying to improve their golf game.
Who is this?
These are the family members of the soldiers. So what we ask them to do is we ask them, well, what activities do you play? And a lot of times they say, well, I don't have time. Oh, is that right? Well, because guess what? You know, we spotted you hitting a bucket of balls over at the Arroyo 3 Park. Okay, so...
I'm lost.
What do you mean lost?
What are you talking about, man? You're saying that these people that are getting the money from the troops...
Yeah, they're going out and playing and hitting a bucket of balls.
They're going out and hitting buckets of balls in golf?
Yeah.
And oh, come on. How much does that cost?
We don't know, but what we're trying to say is, if you're over putting your life on the line, and your wife is trying to get an LPGA card, don't you think that that's wrong? I do.
I don't know if that's ever happened in the history of the United States military. I'm being very serious now. In the history of the U.S. military, I don't know if it's ever happened that a man is over fighting for America while unbeknownst to him, okay, because I think that's what you're saying, right?
Yes, sir, that would be true.
Yeah, unbeknownst to him, his wife is trying to get her LPGA card. Now, maybe he knows it. Is that still kind of messed up?
Well, if he knows it, then he obviously has, he's given it, full approval.
877-876-PHIL. Let me take a call here from Chris, and Chris is in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Go ahead, Chris, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm going to go ahead and assume this guy is clinically retarded, so I'm going to be real gentle with him. I retire next year out of active duty. My son is going to end up going to Afghanistan when he gets out of basic. There are three things that this man is in. Hold on 1 second there, Chief. All right, I earn the right.
Well, I don't know.
Speak my mind.
Are you in the military?
Oh, shut it.
You're in the military?
Yes, I am in the military.
Well,
now,
I know what you're talking about.
First thing, U.S. military soldier is not a non-essential personnel. All right? Number two, we don't do it for the money. All right? Number three, you've heard soldiers say
you
would not understand why we do it. You've heard us say you would not understand why we do it. Well, I'm going to give you a little insight of why I do it. Because when I go to bed, nobody like me, when I go to bed and I wake up, I have got the responsibility of 320 million Americans to protect. Now, you break it down hourly, 24/7, 365. I make about almost $3 an hour.
How do I know this guy's even in the military? How do I know this guy's not an actor?
Well, you just listen to him.
3rd Ranger Battalion, Bravo Company, 2nd Platoon.
Yeah.
Anything else
you'd
like to know?
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Yeah, sure. What did you do, make a movie out of your life, too?
Boy, you are a real smartass, aren't you?
No, he's not, Mr. Hendry. He is clinically retarded because God could not put DNA together with someone so stupid unless he's either joking or he is seriously incompetent.
God, what does that mean? God couldn't put DNA together. What's that mean, God couldn't put DNA together? That wasn't even funny.
Well, what are you doing now, man? Okay, you having an argument with the guy?
I don't believe he's in the military.
Go ahead, sir.
That's fine.
Go ahead.
He's talking about families playing golf while their son or daughter or husband or wife is over in the military.
Yes,
I would hope I would hope my wife is having a good time over here, so she's not thinking about what I'm doing over there. Now, do you believe I'm in the military now? 7 tours in Afghanistan. Would you like to believe about a young Marine the second year I was over there? The second tour, 22-year-old girl, convoy, female.
7 tours. How long's a tour?
You know, Chris, shut up.
U.S. Army Rangers stay about 8 months. Then we rotate back out and go back in.
I don't mean you.
Well, I thought you said you were a Marine.
Ranger, I saved the life of a female Marine.
Texas
Ranger.
Would
you like me to explain her injuries to you? Hmm? Or the other 9 people that were killed that day?
It would be easier.
Do you believe I'm in the military now?
It would be easier if you sent a picture.
All right. You know, I've heard about enough of this clown. Get rid of him. Chris, go ahead, sir, and finish what you wanted to say without this interruption.
I appreciate that. Basically, the Barack Obama, and I'm not for him or against him. I care less. He's my commander-in-chief, and I'll obey what he tells me to do. But if he vetoes that, he is saying that the U.S. military is non-essential personnel. And that right there, that is going to stab in the heart of every American soldier out there.
Insult.
No president in history has ever mentioned that. Even the president hates the military would never do something like that. But just to let you know, it's not about the money.
All right. Well,
so every
I appreciate
night,
that very
can,
much, Chris.
You can have what you do. That you can do what you do because we do what we do.
That's exactly right. I appreciate that very much, Chris. Thank you very much. What?
Me.
Are you about done?
I just wanted to know if the guy wanted to play golf. Yeah, I'm playing with his wife.
All right. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry.
Next week it's a three-part.